From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. The Episcopal Diocese of Alabama will consecrate a new bishop on Saturday, and for the first time, that bishop is a woman. Reverend Glenda Curry will serve beside the current bishop until becoming the sole leader of the diocese in January. Curry tells me having a female leader of the Episcopal Church in Alabama is an important step.
Let's see, I will be the 12th bishop of Alabama. So there have been 11 men, and so it seems like a good time to have a woman. It's a big, huge thing for all the women who have been both in lay ministry and ordained ministry, and also a great honor for me.
You were formerly president of Troy University, Montgomery, and if I remember correctly, you were the first woman to lead a four-year institution in Alabama. Does that experience inform how you approach this new position?
Yes, I think so. At least I have that experience of being the first woman in a room where usually is occupied by men. I imagine some of the same challenges, but at the same time, it's been a number of years. So I think our culture has become more accepting of women in leadership roles. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not anxious or worried about it.
We've seen a renewed focus on racial injustice after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the church's role in that discussion that's happening all around us?
I think the church needs to lead and not do what we did in 1963, which was step back too much. I think we need to be on the front line of listening, of encouraging nonviolent expression, of finding ways to open conversations. And Martin Luther King used to say on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in our society. And I really would like to find a way for our churches to use their individual communities to reach out to our communities of color and begin to form meaningful partnerships in helping heal some of the difficulty we see happening.
You mentioned that Martin Luther King Jr. quote, and I think about the Episcopal Church in Alabama. You know, there's certainly some minority congregations, but it's still a predominantly white denomination. I guess, how do you break out of the patterns we've been in? Because that quote you mentioned seems to apply just as much today as it did when it was spoken.
It really does. And I thought about things like sharing the pulpits, you know, deliberately doing that, finding ways to work together on common community projects. I also believe that I'm not the only one that shares this concern or this dream. And I'm hoping that when we sit down together and maybe the urgency of the moment will help us, we see that maybe the time has come. Of course, I'm real concerned about when I see the violence happening, because I don't think that violence under any circumstances should be encouraged or condoned. The church is not about violence. The church is about love. And we can find ways to let love rule. And that is very hard work, backbreaking work, heartbreaking work. But I think we can do that together. And maybe all the crisis that we've been placed in since March will give us a chance to find new avenues that previously we couldn't see.
The Episcopal Church in general tends to be more progressive, both politically and theologically, although not entirely. And like a lot of other mainline denominations, there have been divisions over LGBTQ issues and interpretation of the Bible. How do you lead a denomination that does try to hold on to that big tent, in the midst of those differences?
Well, you remember what the main issue is, which is how do we love each other? And the smaller things, which may be big in the minds of individuals, really don't change our overall mission. So if I try to see the person beside me as a child of God, then I approach them very differently than if I see them through the category of their gender or their race or their political affiliation. Those are not things that Jesus worried very much about. He worried about how we were loving each other. And so as long as I keep my focus there, I think we're stronger because we're different.
Glenda Curry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
As Reverend Glenda Curry, she'll become the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama's first female bishop on Saturday.